Chewing Gum Kid by Bruce Dorr, read by Stig Weems. Simon Bright was deep in one of those dreams you're not sure you'll ever wake up from. One of those you're happy to forget, if you can. One of those you wake up from and look around and think, wow, I'm not going back there again to fight that seven-legged monster or whatever. But this time he woke up to find his big sister, Cindy, shaking the life out of him. She just loved being mean.
Simon! Simon!
She screamed. Why was she always in such a rotten mood? And why, usually, at him? Okay, so he wasn't always Bright, despite his surname. But to wake up and find Cindy raging at him was a very bad start to any week. Looking up into her big face and all that hair like snakes was worse than any seven-legged monster.
Simon, you'll be late again!
She yelled, shaking him until his teeth chattered. She meant late for school, of course. Grade 5 at St. Frithwith's. Great. Crawling out of bed, he thought of what that meant. Further encounters with the school bully, who'd be there waiting for him at lunchtime to beat him up for no reason. The bully, whose name was Egregious Turvey, would just say it was Simon's turn and wham! There would Simon be, flat on his back with a blue bruise on his cheekbone. Turvey was like that. You'd see him prowling the school playground, a dirty look on his face, eyes swivelling like ball bearings, fists clenched ready to hand out a punch, right or left. Of course, there were never teachers on playground duty when he did clout someone. If by any chance some kid dobbed him in, he'd say it was an accidental bump and grin. Worst of all, Egregious Turvey sat directly behind Simon in class, and every so often, just for the fun of it, he'd kick Simon under the desk. Egregious wasn't the biggest kid in grade 5, but he was easily the nastiest. Cindy glared at Simon as he stood there in his pyjamas, blinking like an owl. Then she grinned fiercely.
Probably be late anyway, she snarled.
Then she marched out, banging the door. That's Cindy. She was something else again.